The case of the island in which one we have a huge movement, in particular the Guadeloupe, one of the Antilles, the West Indies island, who is in general strike for 1 month now, and this general strike is now going to the other departments from outside of the metropolitan France. And we have 4 departments, 3 in America, 1 the Guyane, in very close to Belém in Amazonia, 2 islands, Martinique and Guadeloupe, and another island with the Indian Ocean, the Réunion. And in all of those cases, and in particular in the Guadeloupe with the most advanced strike now, because as I told you, it's more than 1 month today, there is a sort of mix between 2 problems. The first one, it's of course the consequences of the economical and financial crisis we are all of us living with, and their difficulty are very similar to the difficulty of people living in France, but also people, I am sure, living in Slovenia and everywhere else in the world. But at this general difficulty in which one we have really to struggle to tell that the crisis is not our crisis, it's the crisis of capitalism, and we have to refuse to pay the consequences of this crisis. But there is another reason we explain the importance of this struggle in Guadeloupe. It's the colonial situation. All those islands or territories, in the case of Guyane, were former colonies and are still colonies. And it's a sort of bargaining in which one France accepts to pay a little bit, because now the money is not coming from those territories to France as it was during centuries and centuries, when with the slavery system, all the sugar cane and all those things were exported from those colonies to France. It's a system in which one France accepts to pay a little bit more to this colony, but in exchange of a sort of, en français, we said confetti, this sort of former glory of empire, where France have the idea that it's one of the big empire in the world, and having this very, very small piece of land everywhere in the world gives to France the illusion of former glory, but with the reality for the people are still the neocolonial system. A neocolonial who live with the help and the subsidies from France, but with on the ground really neocolonial. If you look at Guadeloupe and Antilles and Martinique, the 3% of the white people who are the inheritance of the former colon, the colon, the people who really took over those islands centuries ago, are still there, and they have still the economical power, and they are still the elite of those countries. And we have a sort of totally embedded link between the class relationship and the race relationship. Of course, the white are at the top and the black are at the bottom, and that is absolutely insupportable for people there.